Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Actually, I act. I would love to act, but I did act in movies, but it wasn't really acting. It was just someone filming me. It was put on motion picture, but it wasn't really a script or anything. It was just me jumping around. And I didn't get paid for it, so I was manipulated. That's why it's so hard to be an artist out here trying to make it in Hollywood. It's, you have to go, you know, just time consuming. And I was unlucky in getting discovered with my music. Even if I live 13 miles away, I'm still living near Hollywood. I'm still part of Hollywood. You know, there's lots of artists in Santa Monica, Beverly Hills, who want to make it in Hollywood as actors, singers, musicians, comedians. There's lots of them in Van Nuys. There's lots of them in even Pasadena. There's a whole bunch of artists, millions of artists who come to the Mecca, Hollywood, to be a star. They don't always live in West Hollywood. There's a bunch in Santa Monica, Beverly Hills, Studio City, not just West Hollywood, Hollywood, downtown LA, Highland Park. There's a bunch of artists. Van Nuys, Canoga Park. And, you know, the dream to make it. And it's so hard. One thing I knew about Hollywood is that the other side of Hollywood is that it's called Hollyweird, because there was a lot of weird people, you know, artists and stuff, and there was things that I met people who I never would have thought I would meet from my home state of New York State. But it was good to know. I met people with different religions. But as I say, this country is built to separate church and religion, because there's always going to be people of different religions, you know, different beliefs, and we have to respect that. I know some people want this country to be Christian, but that it would end our democracy, and we wouldn't be the most powerful country. And I'm concerned that our country as a superpower is in jeopardy because of these freedoms are taken away. Just like that, different lifestyles, different people, is considered part of life. You don't need to go to, you know, there's nothing wrong with being gay. It's not considered a mental illness. Psychologists, psychiatrists, you believe in Buddhists, you believe in Judaism, you believe in Islam. If you don't believe in Christianity, you have every right to. And that's the fundamental right about America. Because if I was living in Russia or somewhere else, sure, I can go to jail for 20 years if I don't do something with the government. And that's not, I think, practical. If I do something wrong, I can go to jail for 20 years, or I could lose my life. So I'm glad that America is supposedly have democracy. We don't have a king, but, you know. Well, anyway, on a personal level, I knew that there were weird people out here, you know. This is California. It's weird people everywhere. I've been suggested, you know, I think that in spite of California's open-mindedness, you know, we're so advanced with open-mindedness. That's one reason why I left my hometown. While New York is a very open-minded place, being on the East Coast, people tend to be very ignorant and low, you know, narrow-minded, you know. And I didn't want to be a part of that. And I'm not saying everybody's ignorant, because New York is very liberal, but when you see what happened, you know, I dealt with prejudice. You see what happened with those, you know, the 22 caliber killer in the 80s. And then you see what happened with Peyton Gurton killing innocent people in the supermarket. Is that racism is alive and well. It's still racist. And that's not good, no matter where I go, even in California. So I could be living in the most liberal state, the most open-minded with all the laws. I'm glad I'm living in New York or California or Massachusetts or Washington, where they are, I can be allowed to live, because unfortunately, if I was living in some other state, that's not the case. So I'm glad I'm living out here. But still, despite living in an open-minded state, blue, I came across people who are not aware of reality. I think that they don't understand how to live around people who think differently, act differently from them. Even people from my home state. I mean, they need to let go. Just because I have somebody who has a mental problem saying I don't believe in Jesus and they think something wrong with me, that is something wrong with them. The world does not revolve around religion. We have a constitutional law. Okay? But I'm pretty sure that some freedoms could be taken away by the Supreme Court because of ignorant people with their beliefs. We have to be aware of that. You know, we could lose, you know, and, you know, it's important that we elect people, leaders who are not crazy. You know, when I see Donald Trump trying to say that he won an election when it was proof, tons of proof that he did not, and trying to, the insurrection at the Washington, at the Capitol, that was a sign that the democracy was in danger. It wouldn't be a democracy, it would be like a coup, it would be like a dictatorship. And that's exactly what happened. The people elected, tried to elect somebody like that. So that's important that we have democracy to let people be whoever they want to be. As long as you ain't hurting nobody, because we've got the best scientists and we got the best knowledge of the world about dealing with people. And Hollywood is just like so many people have artists, but it's not just Hollywood. They come, like me, to different parts. And, you know, like me, they go to Santa Monica, they go to Malibu, or they go to San Fernando Valley, like Van Nuys, Studio City, Encino. There's a bunch of artists here. Or they go to Highland Park, or they go to downtown LA, or South LA, wherever. And, you know, the thing is that we come out here to be ourselves and to be artists, and artists love to dress apart, dress in their own way. It's part of being an artist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in New York City, it was like that too. You know, what I'm trying to say is in this podcast is that I came across somebody who simply did not understand that people that I have a certain belief that was different from theirs. I dealt with that in Buffalo. I saw that in Buffalo when I was a teenager. Where they thought I didn't believe in Christ, so I'm having all these problems, or Christ, I'm a Satan worshiper, oh, something wrong with me, I'm a member of the cult, oh, you can't live like this, I don't want to deal with that. I'm not conservative, I never will be. I think that they're based on the philosophy that is closed-minded, social conservatives, and I will never believe in that in my lifetime. When somebody's still saying that something is wrong with me because I don't believe in Christianity, or if I do, or if even if I did, something is wrong with them. We don't go use religion. We got to separate religion because it's ignorance and it's going to bring out atrocities. And then I was acting silly. You know, I told you that, you know, I act silly because I have to have a sense of humor. With my friend, myself, and so on, to deal with things. You know, I act silly. It's part of life. You can't always be serious. I'm serious most of the time. You know, I have to, something's going on. You can't be serious all the time. So I'm acting silly, having fun, laughing, playing a part. Yes, I'm an artist, so I can be a child. And some people think something wrong with me. They are too ignorant. I don't want those type of people around me. If you don't understand how to live around people who are different from you or who look different from you, then you stay away from me. I don't want nobody saying something wrong with me because I don't believe in Jesus or something like that. That's ignorant. I don't want them around me. Just like I don't want no homophobe, no racist, nobody who's ignorant. And unfortunately, in the state of California, what I experience there, people, a bigot may come over, it's just the state, religious, racist, or homophobe, or whatever, coming to target me, and I don't want them around me. I think these people are insane. They're too ignorant to understand what's going on, going by their religious beliefs and lack of education. I'm not talking about just, when I say lack of education, I ain't talking about, you know, you need the books. I'm talking about just basic common sense on how to live around people. You know, since you were born, people look and act differently from every one of us. Nobody's going, the world doesn't revolve around any type of race or religion or so on. And we have to respect that. That's why we have both that constitution. And that's why you have these laws, anti this, anti that. I am tired of it. So I'm doing the best I can, so I have to mind my business. Fortunately, I have people who do not understand how to mind, who think that something is wrong with me. They make these categories and assessments on me based on ignorance, and ignorance is what causes a lot of problems in this world. Religious bigotry and all that. That's why we have all these problems, and that could destroy this planet. This planet would no longer, if we could let bigotry or ignorance come around. But I'm dealing with ignorant people who are judging me because of the way I look or whatever. They're ignorant. Okay? You should, you know, I know there's a thing, there's no such thing as normal. That's true. But there's such thing as stable and common sense. These people got mental problems. You know, I don't want to attract some, you know, some man who's not aware of reality. I mean, whatever the motive is, they got some problem. They lost control of their lives. Don't come over here. But I'm dealing with someone with a mental illness. These people got mental illness. Maybe they live on, yes, live on the street or in my neighborhood. They can't not mind their business. If they're looking for a place to live, then they should go to a homeless shelter. There are places for them to find. I can't let no homeless person or someone in my home. Okay, I'm not that naive. Also, I don't want to deal with no homophobe. Because maybe because they think I'm gay or whatever. Being gay is normal. As I said before, I am gay, but don't target me because I'm gay or try to make me be something I'm not. And that's what they think. And I don't want to deal with that bigotry. Or they think, whatever, what I'm doing. There's something is seriously wrong. They need to be locked up. They are insane, okay? If you can't mind your business and you prejudge me and telling people around in the industry or whatever about what I'm doing, then you have a serious mental problem. Something is wrong with you, not me. I can't spend all of my time thinking about what other people doing, because if I did, like these people, then I would be seriously ill. Something would be wrong. And something's wrong with this situation. That's why I'm glad they passed the CARE Act. The CARE Act to lock these people in the hospital. They got serious substance abuse. They got serious mental illness. They can't mind their business. Go to a mental hospital. And they live in a place and they just can't mind their business. They just keep commenting on me. Yes, I have somebody who thinks something's wrong with me. They lived in the past. If they don't have no control, they need to accept the serenity prayer that they lost control of their lives. Then the government needs to be involved to show them how to live normally, because they lack the capacity to live around other people, because there's always going to be somebody different from them, or whether there is or not. All they have to do is go to a place where people are liking their beliefs. That's another thing. I mean, if they're closed-minded or whatever, L.A., the city of L.A. is tend to be not. This is not a place for being closed-minded. Very blue, but they do have some people conservative. But from what I know, most people, more than half the people are Democrat, liberal. They're open like me. A lot of people like me, you know. So I wonder what they up to. But, again, I don't want no bigots around me. No homophobes, no racists, no anti-Buddhists, no anti... I don't want them around me. They tend to be very ignorant, in my opinion, and they tend to cause, and it can be dangerous. That's why the laws. I don't want those type of people around me. And it could be insane. You know, the hatred... People who are like that tend to have serious mental problems because they're so ignorant, and they can do harm to innocent people. And, you know, I want to be around somebody who's healthy, who let people live, you know. I want good people. I want highly educated people around me. When I say highly educated, I mean people who are aware of life itself. Yes, the books, learning the books, college, yes, that'd be asset because they know a lot about things. I think going to school, books and stuff could definitely help. But I think learning about, knowing about life in general is the most important thing. Knowing that there are people, there are lots of people around us, knowing the basic concept, the world does not revolve around one religion or one race or one person. There's so many people around. We didn't come on this planet. Nobody can be God. If you believe in a higher power, which a lot of people do, and to God could be different from, means something different to each person. And some people don't believe in God, and that's okay too. They just don't. That's the price of being having a diverse society, and in this world. So I don't want that around me. I just want people who are highly aware of how to live, common sense around people who know how to mind their business, who are not bigots and who are not mentally sick people who don't understand how to treat people. I can't have that around me. But they're around me. So I had to keep away. You know, I like healthy people around me, you know. I don't want no psycho around me, you know. But again, even being a minority in the society, being a black person, is, you know, prejudiced people are out there. My skin color may attract a hateful person. I'm glad we got the laws. I had to keep away. But it's not just race, those categories. So also personality, the way I live, maybe it's not as popular. You know, I listen to rock music and they think something wrong. There's nothing wrong with listening to rock music or glam metal because millions and millions of people buy it. I listen to it sometime, or I listen to, they think something wrong with me. I'm like, just because I'm black doesn't mean I have to listen to one type of music, you know? Or I'm not a Satan worshiper because I listen to rock music. Got to be ignorant. It's okay to listen to Led Zeppelin, or it's okay to listen to Queen or Jimi Hendrix. Is not double music, in my opinion. I mean, you got to be ignorant. You tell that to billions of people who buy that song. But I don't want no religious zealots around me. You know, so think they're so righteous, they're Christians or Islamic or whatever, who think they know it all, and they play like they're God, and they prejudge people. You got to believe in Jesus. I don't want that around me. They're ignorant. Just like I don't want no bigots. I want people who are aware, but I'm sensing there are quite a few people who are not as aware about open-mindedness and about the people being who they need to be. And, you know, I made enemies just because I speak out about this. And there's nothing wrong with what I'm saying. I ain't say their names. I don't hang out with them. Maybe they don't like my music. Maybe they're jealous. Yes, I had people who were saying I didn't write my music and my music is on a publishing. Let me tell you, my music publishing is registered with LA County. I had to. I wrote it. Yes, I admit I wrote with somebody else. Some of those songs I wrote by myself. I wrote it. Whether I wrote the lyrics or the music, which I was involved in both producing, I wrote it. That's the truth. But I think because of my life, where I'm just doing school or if I'm doing this, then people who just want to undermine me and try to control me, or, you know, there's the criminals, you know. Yes, I have people who do not like me trying to be going to education, low school. There are people who do not like me trying to be in music, who are trying to stop me from being in the industry, who are making up stories and so on. That's evil. That's pure evil. I did nothing to them. It's just because their jealousy or their envy, or they simply don't like because of what I am or who I look like, or my personality, and I don't talk to them. That's one thing. I don't know them. Or even if I did, and I don't talk to them or know them or hang out with them, something wrong with them. I don't have time, you know. As I said before, I said in the past podcast, I gotta love myself. Because if I don't love myself, it's not impossible for me to love anyone else or do anything. And loving myself, having a sense of humor and doing things that I love. And yes, I have problems like anybody. Lots of struggles. But I cannot compromise my beliefs. I ain't gonna, at the same time, gonna compromise anyone else's beliefs. I can't, because the serenity prayer, you know, in a non-religious tone is, I gotta accept the things that I cannot change. No one can control someone else how to live, especially in America. That's the beauty of America. We can't tell somebody what to do in their life. We cannot change. We cannot tell somebody what to do with their lives. That is impossible. The only control that I have, only control I have, is myself. When I do these podcasts, some people say, "Oh, you're trying to be a preacher." There is no way I'm going to be a preacher. And I'm not a Catholic. I'm not interested in being a priesthood. I'm not a Christian. I'm Buddhist, I'm Judaism, et cetera, et cetera. I'm spiritual. Okay? But what I'm trying to say is just basic common sense. I want people who are open-minded and to understand what life is all about, and from my point of view, could come around with me, who I educated. Let me live and are not hate mongers, and they don't have severe illness, and they're not criminals. I can't have that around me. You know, again, I have somebody say, "Oh, I should believe in Jesus." He need to mind his business and look in the mirror. Because if he believe in Jesus, then he should learn how to mind his business, because he cannot be God. Well, we're all human beings. And I think that is the problem. You know, I'm dealing with people who are trying to control me and make me be something that, and again, they cannot control me. They cannot control another person. They can't. It's not gonna work out. Still dealing with insane people. And when I say insane, people don't understand common sense how to let me, a stranger, live. Or even if I did know them in the past, they're still a stranger, or they need to get the mental health. So the CARE Act passed by Governor Newsom was a good thing. I hope they can get some mental psychiatric help to learn how to learn basic common sense things that everyday life people like you and me learn. If they go to a mental hospital, they can learn how to mind their business. I can learn how all that in a mental hospital with medication or so on. Unfortunately, and that's what I'm dealing with. I don't understand it. If you're listening to what I'm saying, and you're like, "What is I'm talking about?" And I personally don't understand it either. I think everybody should know how to mind their business, but unfortunately, from my perception, these people don't. They don't know basic common sense, so a mental hospital will help them. Well, we all need to learn something. I need to learn something that other people have, you know. It takes time to learn basic common sense, how to live around other people who we don't know. These are not people I want to hang out with. I don't want to deal with no bigots, but I don't want to deal with no criminals either. I don't want to deal with no sick person who's mentally ill and who's going to do some harm to me or don't know how to respect boundaries like these people. I can't. I have to be healthy. I have to deal with highly educated people who know how to be around me, who understand how to mind their business, know how to stable people. Some people, you know, have said that the struggles that I went through is because I don't believe in Christianity. I take that. You know, when I was young, Christianity was around me, and I still have problems, so I don't think that's fair to say. there are people who are atheists who are doing very well. And somebody who's an atheist who's a billionaire, so who's doing very well. So I think religion is a personal situation. It has not, you know, I just think life itself, I don't think it would matter, but I do believe in a higher power, and I do believe that I have to be happy, have a sense of humor, love myself, be around people who wants open-minded people, who wants to learn about things, let me live, they let them, you know, that's the kind of people I want to live. I don't want no criminals, no bigots around me, no controlling people. They got serious issues. You know, it's about just basic common sense, the people I want. But I'm still dealing with people who are not well or who are questioning. I even had people who think they have a right to. I told you about that. They think they have a right to trespass. No. These people need to be locked up in the mental hospital. I don't want them around me. They need to keep away. I need to be around healthy people. I need to be around people who are open-minded. I like to be, or even people who I could disagree, because there are people who are going to disagree with me, and they mind their business, and that's a good thing. But I have the criminals. Yes, they think because my life that I should be not living in a home, that's a criminal. I even have people who prejudge me to be sick in the head and diagnose false diagnoses, which is defamation. Yes, they think I'm severely ill mentally because of their ignorance. Or maybe they're going by some paper or something they heard or gossip. The truth of the matter is they're going to get in a lot of legal trouble if they spread false allegations, or they're going by a logic that's not based on reality, but based on their criminal intent or some underlying motive. I'm too high functioning. I own my business registered with LA County. I'm highly educated. I'm living life on my own terms. There are a lot of people like me all over the planet, you know, trying to progress, you know. Yes, you could say I'm an artist who's kind of struggling, but I don't want to deal with somebody who's trying to intrude on my life and try to do things or say things that are controlling and based on some criminal intent or some of their illness. And that's what I'm dealing with. These people are insane. This is Los Angeles County. This is 2022. We're not living in the dark ages. But I hope maybe they wasn't exposed to diversity. Maybe they're from an area or another state. You know, I'm not trying, you know, maybe South or whatever, I don't know, North. Well, they could be born in California, but maybe they wasn't exposed to too many people who didn't think like them or look like them. I believe that's the case. Then if that is the case, they need to get with reality. I'm still dealing with these insane people. Things that you and me, most people in this country should already know. Most people know how to mind their business and let people in. Most people do. I believe that. Most people know how to, whatever's going on, how to keep to myself. But these people don't. So, as I said before, a police officer, a mental hospital, the CARE Act was passed. So they can teach them basic common sense and keep them away from you and me. I don't want them around me. They could be dangerous. But with my music or with my podcast or what I say online, it's factual. I don't like when they try to stop me from being an educator, stop me from being musical, or spread false allegations. They don't even know me. They need to stop. Stop the criminal behavior because they can go to jail. I like people, and whoever I like to hang around with, I hang around with. But the last thing I'm going to say, I don't want no bigots around me. I don't want no person who's not well mentally, mental health issues, who can't control themselves. I don't want no criminals around. I want people to let me live. I got to let people live, too. On the other side, I can't tell people what to do. Not only just a serenity and prayer, you know, but also basic common sense. I have a sense of humor to laugh and joke. But my sense of humor is from trying to make the best out of it, because life is too short. Because despite what's going on, and yes, I have limitations, this and that, sooner or later, I am going to leave the earth permanently, naturally. So I have to do what I can to be happy, regardless of what happens, because like, there's no guarantee when I'm going to transcend this earth into the afterlife. But, you know, I could live a long life, which I prefer. But sometimes, you know, some people, unfortunately, some people live short lives. I don't want to live no short life, but what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to make the best every day, because life is too short. We're not going to be on this planet forever. So just to be happy, my goal is to mind my business, do what I need to do, and to love thyself as much as possible. And at the same time, whatever's going on with somebody near me or whatever, it's none of my business. I can't get involved. I can't, unless it's direct or some emergency, like, you know, fire or emergency, then that's that. It's none of my business what anybody else is doing. It's none of anybody else's business what I'm doing, because that's a sign of stability, a mentally sane person. It's a sign that somebody is healthy mentally. They can be around people when they mind their business. But at the same time, I don't want to deal with no insane people. I don't want to deal with, I don't want them around me. I don't want somebody prejudging me because of their religious bias or racial, and that is true, directly, indirectly, or they're worrying about where I work or whatever. They got mental problems, require a psychiatrist or some police officer to teach them to mind their business. Because people who don't know how to mind their business need to have the law get involved. They cause too many problems. But I have people making assessments on me, perhaps somewhere else, you know, because I'm on podcasts and I do music. And, you know, I have people say my dream is over. I don't listen to that because I'm a great artist. I can make songs. I can write. That's negativity. I can't listen to that. Continue to go for my dreams. Because I have to live life the way that it should from my standpoint, because I am an adult. That's one thing. Over 18, we're on our own, you know? And the thing is, you know, before I can do anything or do anything or whatever, or love another person, I have to love thyself. So I'm going to do that. That's my most important thing, is to love thyself as much as possible. Before I can love myself, I can't, you know, what I'm trying to say is I cannot love anyone else unless I love myself. I'm sorry for the mistakes, but I had to love myself first before I can love anyone else. And loving myself means have a sense of humor, act silly, go for my dreams, live life on my own terms, and that's the way it should be, and mind my business. But also, I'm not naive. That's one thing. I cannot be naive on this planet. I'm living near people who don't understand that. But I don't want them. They're insane. They're prejudiced, they're bigots, they prejudge me on my health or something that has nothing to do with reality right now, 2022. I don't want them around me. They got to stay away. But I have to keep myself safe from them, because they got a criminal intent or they got something wrong with them, whatever. I don't need that around me. So they're mentally sick. They can't mind their business. They're the biggest religious zealots. Someone wants to control me, try to control me to be some, control me to be a religion or something. That's not right. Something wrong. But again, with my beliefs, I have made enemies because of it. That's not right. Something wrong with them. I did nothing to them. They can't accept somebody who thinks or looks or act differently than they are near me. Then they must be something seriously wrong with them. But I'm going to continue to do what I need to do. So if you hear anything related to Dub Night or Dub Night don't have this or that, don't listen to it. Contact me directly. And people have to be nice to each other. I have to be nice. I can't be going around spreading gossip or putting people down who I don't know or something. That doesn't make sense. I don't want that around me. Again, I am dealing with insane people. I don't want them around me at all. I don't want no criminals around me. I don't want no bigots around me. I don't want somebody trying to control me to be a religion or not, because they are negative. Negative people bring negative consequences. That's always going to be the case. They're negative. Something wrong with them. And society needs to take these negative people and put them in their place for the positivity in every one of us. Can continue to live on our own terms. That's the beauty of what America was brought up about. And that's why I stand and will always deliver. Good day, good night from Dub Night.